Are you hearing me? And so you could obey what the commandment said. Amen. Because see, when you violate, anybody knows anything. If you violate the law of electricity, and although it does so many good things for us, but if you violate it, it'll kill you. Amen. And that's why God gave us grace. Hallelujah. Because of what Adam had done, he had caused sin to be released in our lives, and it killed us. And spiritually, we were dead. But grace restored us, brought us back to God. And when grace brought us back to God, God gave you faith to believe him and to act on his word and operate in his power. Isn't that good news? Hallelujah. So you're born again, you have a choice, a decision to make. See, you got a will. You know, I've seen Christian born again, then they act like old dried up prune. You don't be mean and cruel. You get that old mean spirit off you. That ain't you. Amen. Get him out of your life. Amen. Because we live by faith. Amen. All right. Amen. And faith worketh by love. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart. And faith is what releases. That's why he gave it to you. Faith is what releases the power of God. And Jesus said, we can have what we say. Now think about that for a minute. Jesus said, have faith in God. Have faith. Now watch. He said, have faith in God. This is Mark 11, 22. He said, have faith in God. Verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. All right, what was Jesus doing? He just had taught them a lesson. He was coming into the temple, and there was a fig tree there, and he was hungry. He went up to the fig tree, and he saw it in the distance. He got to the fig tree, and the Bible said it had nothing but leaves. He cursed that fig tree, or he spoke to that fig tree. That's a better way of saying it. He spoke the end of that fig tree. He said, no man eat fruit from you hereafter. So the next morning, they were coming back, and the disciples heard him. They were coming back to the temple, and they saw that fig tree. And Peter said, hey, master, that fig tree you cursed. That's what Peter said, but he spoke the end to that fig tree. That's what he did. Now watch it now. It's important you hear this. And he said, hey, master, the fig tree that you cursed is withered up. Then Jesus said, have faith in God. Let me say it like this, and I think you can get it. He said, I want you to have faith like that. I'm going to say it again. This is what this word is all about. We put this word in our heart that we'll have faith like that. That what we say will come to pass. So Mark 11, 23 may mean a little more to you now. For this is what he said. Have faith. Well, then have faith like that. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, that's what I like, a whosoever, that means you, that means me, that means us, anybody, whosoever would do this, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say to that problem that's in your life, say to that situation that seemed to don't want to move, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Look now. And shall not, that's the key, shall not what? Doubt in your heart. Say it. Don't be moved by what you see, what you believe. I will not doubt. When I say this, Jesus said, no man eat fruit in you hereafter. And the disciples, they didn't pay no mind, but the next day they said, whoa, look at that. Amen. So it doesn't matter about what it appeared to be when once you get through speaking. You just know what I said shall come to pass. I just said it, and it will be as I said it. And this is what Jesus wants to understand, how faith works. Therefore, he said, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall do what? Believe that those things, what thing? Which he saith. The thing which he saith shall come to pass. The thing which you say shall come to pass. You believe that those things which you say shall come to pass. People may not pay you any mind, think you just talking out of your head, and that you ain't gone loony and all of this, and you just old religious nut and all this kind of stuff, and just wild and willy. You just hold fast to what you said. When you speak God's word, after a while, they will go, wow. Because he said, you can have what you say. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Verse 24 says what? Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you what? Receive them and ye shall have them. According to these verses, in order for them to work for you, you have to have faith when you say, and you have to have faith when you pray. They require. It makes no difference whether you pray or say it, you gotta use faith. And you cannot say, I don't have faith, because the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. That means God gave you faith. And then it says, have faith in God. What do you mean? Have the God kind of faith. Why? Because God gave you faith, and he didn't go out there somewhere and pull up some faith from some other source and call you his child. He gave you his faith. He gave you who he made you who he is and gave you what he has. So you could live life the way he lived it. I don't think I can say it any better. So you could live life the way he lives. Is he defeated? Is he depressed? Is he broke? Is he crazy? Is he confused? Is he wandering around on the throne wondering what he gonna do? How I'm gonna get this world under control? No, no, no. Is he wondering about his next meal? Where he gonna live? Are you hearing me? He created you on this earth so you could live on this earth as a winner and an overcomer. And a victorious person. With all the stuff going on, all the Yahoo and all the complaints and all the destruction, all kind of stuff going on this earth. Sickness and disease, violent and evil, cruelty and people that are just mean, robbing, raping and killing and stealing. All kind of stuff going on. I don't even know how a person thinking it's twisted, you will say that. And for God to be in control of that. You know God not in control of that kind of stuff. God's in control. No, he's not. If he's in control, he'll do something about it. Didn't he do something about your sin? And the devil couldn't stop him either, could he? That's why it happened. You won't do nothing about it.